This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris thanked President Joe Biden for his service to the country in her first public appearance on Monday since he abruptly abandoned his re-election bid and endorsed her as his successor.
Our President Joe Biden fights for the American people, and we are deeply, deeply grateful for his service to our nation.
Harris did not specifically refer to her new status as the leading Democratic candidate for president after Biden stepped aside on Sunday under growing pressure from fellow Democrats. Virtually all of the prominent Democrats who had been seen as potential challengers to Harris have lined up behind her. One historian is looking back on the past 2 weeks as among the three most tumultuous periods in American politics. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They call it a sucker punch.
Like a hit to the gut for the University of Virginia's Barbara Perry. Her only parallels, the early 1860s.
That was the worst time of upheaval in the United States.
With secession and civil war, a century later.
I shall not seek, and I will not accept. The nomination of my party.
Lyndon Johnson was essentially forced out of the 1968 race.
In that case, because of his unpopularity and probably unelectability.
Then the killings of Robert F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has raised a record amount from Democratic Party donors in the 24 hours since Joe Biden stepped down from the White House race and offered his endorsement, her campaign said on Monday. Her campaign claimed the $81 million haul was the largest 24-hour raise in presidential history. The 59-year-old Harris swiftly secured the backing of a flood of Democrats.